How do you manage tens of thousands of devices that are literally spread out across the planet? How do you secure them? How do you let humans interface to them, but in a way that doesn't compromise security, because there's no way humans can interface to 10,000 devices?
We're inundated by data. Email, texts, financial data, business, media, social, scientific, from many corners. But one source is adding data at a significant rate. Things. Things that have sensors in them.
The larger use case of computing in the future is going to be computing to serve the needs of machines. Sensors all around the world, in airports and factories and retail stores and oil rigs and whatnot.
Satyam Vaghani is a VP with Nutanix overseeing IoT and AI. He says the bulk of computing is shifting. It has to shift from machines serving humans to machines serving machines. We've come a long way since the dot-com boom. Back then, connecting a refrigerator to the web, which could automatically order eggs when sensors indicate you're running low, was the beginning of the Internet of Things.
It's a terrible name because, in many ways, the Internet of Things doesn't mean anything, and that has done no favors for the market.
Jessica Groopman is an analyst with Kaleido Insights. She researches IoT, AI, and blockchain.
The simplest definition I have boiled down is digital physical. Physical objects and infrastructure are now emitting data. And that is at the sort of very highest level what the Internet of Things is trying to get at.
More data-producing devices means the challenges of handling that data get bigger, really big. Let me throw some figures at you. According to an IBM study, 90% of the world's data was created in the past 2 years. Last year, the world's total data size was 18 zettabytes. That would be about 18 billion petabytes. Researchers tell us that next year it will be more than 40 zettabytes, and it hockey sticks from there.
So this is an one or two orders of magnitude bigger than some of the best computing systems we as humans have created.
Vaghani reminds us that IoT is still in its infancy. We're sort of in a deployment phase of the apps, devices, and sensors making all this new data. We need a way to make sense of it, which is why he says the future of computing, the bulk of the handling of massive amounts of data, will be machines serving machines. One of the challenges to getting there is the fragmented tech landscape. Groopman points to the vast gaps in interoperability that have to be bridged.
Some of those have to do with missing standards. Some of those have to do with companies being very competitive and proprietary in nature, and so they don't want to integrate with their competitors. But, you know, you think about something like Alexa versus Google Home or something. For consumers or for business users even, they don't necessarily care about their customers' competitive landscape. They just want their product to work. So integration, interoperability, standards, and some of the just sort of cultural elements around competition of platforms versus proprietary products, that's some of the technical barriers between sort of here and there.
The call by technologists is getting louder. We need a new OS.
Somebody needs to provide an operating system treatment to bringing all those design patterns together into a substrate that is then widely available for many, many different types of use cases. Use cases that, for example, one particular organization in isolation, like a Google or a Facebook, might not be interested in. For example, Google is not interested in running airports, not that I know of. So those use cases are different, but the design patterns might apply. And so there needs to be an operating layer for IoT that cares about what is the application lifecycle management for IoT applications or infrastructure lifecycle management.
It's a big beast. It's a systemic opportunity and also a systemic challenge. Having a kind of layer or a way to connect all of these different data sets, historically disconnected data sets, historically impossible to even gather data sets, into something more streamlined, this is a really missing piece. This is a missing layer.
While Groopman identifies what's missing, she calls the technical challenge an opportunity on many levels. Building a system from the ground up means being able to create a secure system by design.
With IoT, we're talking about many attack surfaces. IoT is a topology. You have the data center, you have the network, you have the device, you have the firmware, you have these interactions, you know, across multiple users. You have different sources of data coming in. It's a really complex ecosystem, even for one device, even for one connected car. And so the volume of attack surfaces is increasing, and the complexity of the risks at each of those surfaces is also changing rapidly. So it's a very complicated challenge, but the good news is we're starting to put it more primary instead of secondary or tertiary in product design.
Security is one area to address. There are non-technical aspects too, business, societal, and cultural barriers.
These are very real. We don't trust these devices today. Whether we're talking about security challenges or privacy challenges or just data governance, who has access and when, we do not have a sort of infrastructure standard for trust around not just the devices and those device identities and who has access and who controls those devices, but the data that they emit and how that data is used. So the question of sort of trust and governance is arguably just as important as the technical barriers to get from where we are today to kind of what we envision as this more predictive, autonomous future.
Just to show you how deep this gets, for the makers of the new operating system that Vagani talked about earlier, the challenge isn't just connecting apps, platforms, APIs, data centers, devices. It needs to be meaningful.
You know, there's a lot of talk about today of data as oil, right? But in many ways, thinking about data as an asset, but an asset that is not necessarily owned, but stewarded, who has access to data at what time based on what parameters and controls, is one of the most essential questions to the future of the economy.
It bears repeating that the coming tidal wave of data is one or two magnitudes beyond what the systems of today can handle. But of course, computing has always been like this, as demand pushes innovation. Moore's Law comes to mind. In the 60s and 70s, things were centralized in the big iron model of IBM. Then Microsoft decentralized it with Windows. Amazon came along with AWS and centralized it again.
These pressures of moving compute into the physical world and all of the different environments, risk factors, bandwidth capabilities that are diverse, because we're talking about the physical world, this is forcing a decentralized computing model yet again.
If there was ever a putting man on the moon challenge for computer science, probably this is it.
Jessica Groupman covers IoT, AI, and blockchain for Kaleido Insights. Satyam Vagani is a vice president at Nutanix overseeing IoT and AI.